Yes, it's so taboo. It's like, and people want to talk about death. They don't want to be seen as like morbid, or like maybe they're nervous, or maybe there's so many people who have death anxiety. Like they are afraid of themselves dying, they're afraid of their loved ones dying.
A music therapist and songwriter from Nova Scotia, Sarah McInnes, started the Legacy Song Project to make songs for those approaching end of life or for those who have lost their loved ones. McInnes talks about the inspiration behind this project.
A huge inspiration for me coming out here at all and studying music therapy and then wanting to use songwriting to support people was like the influence my grandmother had on me. So she passed away in 2018 and she was 101 when she died. So she lived a very long life.
McInnes started the project in April 2021 and has since written songs for different clients across Canada.
So far, I wrote 12 songs, sorry, 10 songs in 2021 across British Columbia, Ontario, and Nova Scotia. And so far this year, I've written two songs, one in Ontario, one in New Brunswick.
McInnes interviews interested individuals for about 2 hours, asking them personalized questions. Then, after gathering information, she writes and records a song to give to them after 2 weeks. McInnes also plays several instruments.
So I play, I sing. I play the piano. Piano was my first instrument. I started playing that when I was four. I play the guitar. I started that when I was 14. I play the fiddle. I started that at age 25. There's a few instruments that I can fake. Like I can play the mandolin only because it's closely related to the fiddle. If I wanted to, I could probably play the clarinet and the saxophone because I used to do that for several years. And I play the ukulele as well.
The first person McInnes wrote a song for was her friend of 13 years, Megan LeBron, who had lost her father at a young age.
She was the first person I had ever written a song for, and that was just by way of me saying, "Hey Meg, I have this idea. I know that you lost your dad when you were young, and we haven't really talked a lot about it, but I feel like you're an open person, and would you be interested in being my first person I write a song for?"
Megan LeBron from Prince George, BC, said the song was the most beautiful gift she had received.
Yeah, my dad died when I was 13, quite suddenly, and I was really, really close to him growing up. Kind of just thought he was the most incredible person ever, and he was kind of my idol and my best friend. So it was pretty devastating when he died, and I'm one of four, and the oldest of four kids. So my youngest sibling was only eight when he died. So she just crafted the most beautiful song. It's called "Who Will Be." And it just captured who he was.
Would you like to tell me like how your dad how did he pass away?
Yeah, of course. He was running the Toronto Half Marathon in 2004, and about a kilometer or two from the finish line, he collapsed. He was taken to hospital, but they weren't able to revive him, and they actually never figured out why. It wasn't like a
Sure, clinical.
classic heart attack or like whatever. That was just sort of, I think the closest that the doctors got to explaining it was like an electrical failure of the heart. Like it basically just turned off. Yeah, it was pretty traumatic. We were all there, cheering him on and waiting at the finish line, and he never came.
LeBron explained what the title of the song means and why it's special to her.
The title of the song and like the main chorus is based off of a quote from a poem that we actually put on my dad's headstone, which says, "Maybe someday when we're grown, your strengths are who we'll be." So she wrote that sort of into the whole chorus of the song and kind of touches on how each of myself and my four siblings have kind of carried on traits of who he was.
She said grief is a difficult process and that speaking with McInnes, even before receiving the song, felt cathartic, as she hasn't spoken about him to anyone in that way for a long time.
One of the hard things about grief is that, you know, the person that you love so much is slowly kind of being forgotten, right? People talk about them less, fewer people kind of in your circle even knew them as time goes by.
LeBron shared her favorite line from the song.
So there's a, and I grew up horseback riding and he would always come out with me. So there's a piece where she said, I found you in the north, you came to me in dreams. I know you walk beside me where horses roam. Everything you were a part of still feels like home. So I think that's probably my favorite line in the song. But
another client that McInnes helped was Karen Glenn from Ontario, who had lost her partner of over a decade suddenly while they were pursuing an adventurous goal of theirs.
I had lost my partner, Jean-Luc, about 11 years ago, very suddenly. We had just set off on pursuing our lifelong adventure of living on a sailboat and sailing around the world. We'd sold our house and everything that we owned and bought this crazy little sailboat. And unfortunately, 3 months after we bought the boat, he died very suddenly. From a what they called a arterial rupture of his heart that he had a problem that we didn't know about, and it was very sudden.
Glenn heard about this project by attending one of the end-of-life doula training courses in which McInnes was a guest speaker.
When Sarah was speaking about her project, I just went, that's exactly what I want. I mean, I think I was signing up before she had even finished her presentation.
She said the song embodied the soul of her lost beloved, Jean-Luc.
And so when I listen to it, it's like 10 years wrapped up in a song. It's, our whole relationship wrapped up in one beautiful song.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.